Hey, Gina, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you for asking. Getting closer and closer to Friday.
Yes, almost there.
Yes, ma'am. So, just giving you a follow-up call regarding Google Guarantee. Did you or, what's it called? You or Andrew have any questions that I can answer?
Yeah, so we were wondering because we don't right now, we got to work on those reviews right now.
Mm-hmm.
We were wondering if we do Google Guarantee right now where it has a little check mark or whatever,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to, we wouldn't appear at the top right now because we don't have a lot of reviews, right?
So Google Guarantee, part of the application process is we need 5 reviews on there. So what's going to happen is you should have already been provided a tiny URL, but we're going to, if you haven't, I'll make sure to get that out to you. But yes, you are going to want to boost your reviews. Now, when you turn your leads on, right, what will happen is you'll rotate towards the top. So it doesn't go off of like who has the most reviews in Google Guarantee, right? So what will happen mm-hmm. is 3 companies show, and then once one gets called, right, from the Google Guarantee section, they kind of rotate towards the back, and then the next company comes up. So you really need your leads on in order to rotate towards the top.
I see. So
yeah.
It'll keep rotating.
Correct. But reviews, that's part of the application process. Is you need 5 reviews on your Google page. Have you gotten a tiny URL yet for your reviews or no?
I'm not too sure.
Okay, let me get that right now. I always make sure of that before like setting up the accounts, but let me message Steve real quick. Can I get Alright, so he should message me very shortly regarding that, but you still have the option in your tracking system to click request review, right, and then you put your client's name in or their phone number or email. What I'm going to provide you with, though, it's a lot easier. It's just a link that you can send your clients, and it pulls the reviews up right away.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Now, just keep in mind, though, if you ever send it to somebody and they're like, hey, I left you a review, but it's not showing, it has to come from a Google account. So if they leave a review from, like, Outlook or Yahoo or anything other than Google, it's not going to post.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How about when, like, somebody leaves a review and Google says that it didn't meet their criteria, so they didn't post it?
Got it. So a lot of times that happens when, like, clients try to leave their own reviews, right? We have a dedicated rep for Google Guarantee. Her name's Alicia. So if that's happening to you consistently, just have the names and the emails of the person leaving the review. And what we could do is submit that to her to see, like, hey, why are these not being approved? But you shouldn't have an issue with that. Yeah.
Last year it happened a lot. And then this year we had a customer leave a review and we thought it posted and then it didn't. And I don't know if that's because Google removed it. It was a positive review. She wasn't related to us. It wasn't ourselves. But I don't know why it wouldn't post it. And that actually happens quite often.
Got it. Okay. So what I want you to start doing is when you submit this, right, like when you have somebody submit a review or whatnot, start tracking their name, their email if possible, and the date and time that you submitted it to them, right? That way we have like a log and we could just submit it over to Google and see what's going on with it. If you have those already, that's great. What I'll do is I'll submit those to Steve, right? And he'll be able to look into it further for you, why these reviews aren't posting.
Okay.
Yeah. Very rare that happens, but I have had it happen to another client before, and now they're golden. Every review just goes through like flying colors, you know? So, do you happen to have those right now, or do you want to?
No, I don't, but I could get it for you later.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. And then just start tracking it from here on out. And what I'll do is I'll submit it to Steve, and he's the one that will be able to go in and, like, kind of investigate it, like, why are these not posting, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So did that answer your question, though, with about showing at the top of Google Guarantee, or?
Yeah, it does. Okay. Basically, it just rotates depending.
Exactly.
That's pretty much it. Now, all of our employees, now the 250 application fee, is that per employee?
No, ma'am. It's a one-time fee. And even if you, I'm just going to use hypothetically, like let's say you added a vertical, like you started doing roofing in the future, or if you added more face-to-face employees, right, you're never charged the 250 again. It's a one-time application fee. You pay it one time, you never have to mess with it again.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I think that's pretty much it. The only thing that we need to do is come up with the budget, but do I have to do that right now, or can we start the application process?
Yeah, so we could start the application, and we don't activate your lead budget until you're approved. And what will happen is we send you an email, a text, and a phone call verification, making sure you're ready to take on the leads. So I'll just put in for the minimum budget currently, but we don't activate it automatically. Like, we have to get your approval first.
Okay.
Okay. So let me start by doing this, though. So let me verify the company, the way it's licensed and insured, it's SoCal Pacific Electrical and Lighting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Your business address is the 1551 West 13th Street, right? Suite 203?
Yes, it is.
Okay, awesome. And I'm just going to re-verify this. So the number you want the lead forwarded to, it's the 909-997-4636 number, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. And let's see here. Okay. So the next step to this, I'm going to schedule a Google Guarantee appointment with your lead specialist. His name's Ivan. He just wants to meet you. He's going to go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. Again, you could always start with the minimum budget, like I mentioned. And very important, he's going to be able to check the application to make sure that it was submitted correctly. Okay. Now, before I schedule that and I have the application sent to you via email and via text message, for the one-time application fee, are we using the same card on file, the one ending in 9145?
Yes, we are.
Okay, awesome. So give me one quick second here.
Are we charging my card right now?
Yes, for just the $250 application fee.
Okay.
All right. So give me one second.
For what reason would we not be eligible?
Well, if you weren't licensed or insured, right? Then you wouldn't be eligible for the Google Guarantee program. Or if you had felonies on your background in the past 7 years.
What if we had an employee that might have something like that?
What I'd recommend to you, and this is just to speed the process up, okay? Google doesn't have a van that drives around, like, checking on who's been background checked, right? So really, all you have to do is put the ownership on the background check.
Let me place you on hold for just 1 second, if that's
okay. Yeah, take your time. No problem at all.